You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in studio with me is John Randall from Rely Local. And of course, you can find him on the web at relylocal.com and the contact number 360-957-4913. And we'll give that again here before we're done. First of all, welcome to the show, John.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here, and especially with somebody who's collaborating with business people like you are. Talk about your background a little bit and what led you into starting the Rely Local group.
So yeah, I was in the real estate industry for about 15 to 20 years. Always enjoyed really helping others. You know, and that's really, I think, what real estate is largely about, is helping people achieve their dreams and goals. And, you know, I got involved with a lot of different nonprofits and just helping where I could. And when I had the opportunity to start this Shop Local campaign for our community, it was just too good to pass up.
Sure. Sure. So when you talk about somebody's background and the fact, you know, you looked at Rely Local and you decided this was something that you wanted to be a part of, think a little bit back in your work history and even with some of the businesses that you're working in with Rely Local. And what in particular, because I'm curious, in your imagination and in your passion, when people go out to do what they're going to do,
sure.
What was your trigger point with this?
I think, you know, part of it was the fact that, you know, we had a business, we had a mortgage office, a real estate investment company, and with the downturn of the economy, I had to close its doors. And I don't think anybody opens a business with the intention of having to close it one day, right? That's not mm-hmm. that's not the dream. Mm-hmm. And so having experienced that pain and knowing the challenges in that, and you know, and part of the challenge is quite honestly going head to head with some of the bigger companies that are, you know, doing these national marketing campaigns and things like that. So for us, we wanted to be a voice for the little guy. We really wanted to give, you know, have we had businesses that have worked with us close? Yeah, I mean, it's happened. In this economy, there's a percentage of close, but we want to make the biggest impact, the biggest difference we can. And if we can save a few businesses from closing their doors and ultimately thriving and succeeding, I mean, that's really what we're about, is really helping the local mom and pop shops, be successful.
So what challenges and struggles have you incurred in the time that, how long have you had Rely Local here?
So Rely Local just turned 5 years here in the Council Longview area. And so that's very exciting. As far as challenges, honestly, probably my biggest challenge has been health. I mean, the last couple of years, long story short, a couple of autoimmune diseases I had to work through, and one of them in particular pretty much robs you of your energy. I mean, mm-hmm. Most people can only get about 4 good hours in a day, and so that's been the fight, is figuring out how to get beyond that. The good news is now I'm back to working about the 12-hour days and that sort of thing, and it's really with nutrition. I'm juicing like crazy, and I can sure. go on and on, but really health over the last couple of years has been my biggest challenge, but we're killing it. We're conquering it.
That's good to hear. What would you say is your biggest reward out of doing what you're doing?
Really, honestly, just being a part of this great community and helping as many people as I possibly can. I mean, it's great when I go in and talk to a business that, you know, they're struggling, just getting started, trying to figure it out, and I can go in there and help them. And, you know, and it's not really just about, you know, being on our directory. I mean, we've got a web directory, but we do events. We, you know, I say, hey, you know, gee, do you have a Facebook page? Well, I mean, you don't have one yet? Well, let me help you set that up for you. You know, you don't have a website? Hey, here's some resources on where you can get a website, or, you know, I can even help you with that. You know, and really just helping them get found, get noticed, get more people in their door. And guerrilla marketing ideas. I give them ideas all the time where they can go out there and meet consumers or meet other business leaders that they can kind of team up with as far as success. And mm-hmm. so that's, yeah.
Excellent. So where do you see yourself going with this from here?
Gosh, I mean, you know, it's amazing. Every year, I think any business owner that wants to be successful will have a plan, will have a goal, a set of goals. I shouldn't say a goal, but a set of goals for the year.
Certainly.
And this year, I think we're going to have to readjust those up because we've got so much going on. But, you know, really in short, we're right around 120 members right now. The most vibrant campaigns in the country are right around 500 members. Mm-hmm. And so we'd like to be at 500. And that gives the campaign, you know, really enough support, a lot of strength. That really does. And the thing is we're so affordable that as far as business models, we're kind of like an insurance company. They don't make things happen with just a couple customers, right? It's the volume that makes it happen. And so for us, the more more members we have, the more we can do in the community and for our businesses. And so.
Now, you've talked a little bit about the organization. What, as a member, for somebody who's out there who's considering Rely Local, what's their benefit being a part of this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and it's funny, in some ways I compare it to a hybrid vehicle, because a hybrid vehicle runs on how many types of energy? Two, right?
Yes.
It runs on gasoline and electricity. And Rely Local, I see it as running on our energy, which is insane. We put a lot of energy into it, and really our members' energy, and if they choose to get involved in that level, just on our energy alone, they'll be happy with the results. They'll get a web listing. It's really almost a miniature website. I mean, we've got all their social media links, web links on there, all their contact, their hours, information about their business, any downloadable documents like menus, up to 3 coupons. We're part of a rewards card program. I mean, so the information they get involved with that is incredible. They can sell a rewards card. That kind of gets in the first step of getting involved, and they actually can make money on selling those cards. Our members actually don't pay to be a member with us once they sell their cards. They actually break even or make a profit just on the cards alone. Mm-hmm. But now getting involved, there's other levels. Like we've got the trolley that we're bringing out. We can talk about that a little more in a moment. But the trolley, they can ride on that in parades, be involved in that if they want to, have their name on there. And we have events. We just did an event this last week. You know, our members get in there. A lot of our events, it's either free to have a booth or a greatly reduced price for our members. And so it's, I feel like it's, like I said, you know, we do a lot, but if they get involved, that's where the real magic happens. Now you've got two forms of energy going into this, and that's where it just explodes from there.
You mentioned the trolley, and I want to give you an opportunity to explain where the idea for the trolley come and how that opportunity fall into your lap.
So, you know, it's interesting. You know, first and foremost, when we started the campaign, I really wanted a branded mobile piece out there in the market. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be unique and special. For a long time, I thought it would be an old milk truck, you know, like a Divco or something like that. And I've been looking for that item. I mean, I drive around a Kia Soul and everybody sees the brand on it and stuff, but I never wrapped it in part because, you know, nothing against Kia Souls, but they're everywhere. You know what I mean? I wanted something very unique, very special, preferably something that would hold passengers. We got fortunate on that part in finding this trolley. I mean, it's an original 1936 electric trolley car that was converted in the 60s to be a drivable one. How we came about it, great question. We've been helping the Wakayakum Chamber of Commerce for the last couple of years run it. Mm-hmm. I've been driving it. I've been doing the marketing and promotions and scheduling. And they really wanted it to pay for itself, and it was getting tight on that. So anyway, long story short, we bought it, and we're running it.
Perfect.
Time goes by fast.
Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest is John Randall from Rely Local. You can contact him at 360-957-4913 and, of course, relylocal.com. Thanks for being on the show here with us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Business people are dreamers of the very best kind, but most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old, and when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work. Go art! My name is Maria and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13, my name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, dreamers wanted. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.